Get ready to feel more connected than ever for Mardi Gras 2026 with the launch of the official Mardi Gras app. Happening in a couple of days' time, Mardi Gras isn't just an annual celebration, but a permanent home for the LGBTQIA+ community. A digital companion for festival goers, this app is, from planning, booking events, navigating the parade, to connecting with friends, discovering queer and ally businesses across Sydney, keeping the community informed, safe and connected beyond the festival. With me now is Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras interim CEO Jesse Matheson. Morning, Jesse. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. The app, this is so awesome. There's so much that this app does. It's not just a planning app. It's very much all about connection.
Absolutely. So this year we are ditching the printed program and we're going fully digital.
Ooh.
We are creating a new app which launches on the 30th of October. It will house our full program of events, so you can easily scroll through and find what you want to go to. There's over 100 events we're uploading to it right now as we speak. But we're also wanting to extend that throughout the year, so making it a home for our community to put on what is happening within Sydney or across New South Wales, and also be a home for LGBTQIA+ businesses and allied businesses as well. To really connect with a very broad community throughout the year.
Yeah, and the app is really, it's helping build a safer community too.
Absolutely. So we did quite a bit of research as we prepared to, I guess, renew the festival for, as we head to the 50th anniversary in 2028.
Yeah.
And what really came out of those discussions was concerns around safety. You know, where people are watching what's happening overseas, and our communities are changing. So we are implementing new safety features like the ability to connect with groups of friends through the app rather than having to give out your Instagram profile, your Facebook profile, or indeed your phone number. We're also building in the ability to contact 000 or even our festival team as well if you're lost or if you're hurt. If you're not quite sure where to go, you can connect directly to our services through our app as well. So really putting safety first for the festival, but also throughout the year for our community.
Indeed. And I love how you're supporting queer and allied businesses there as well as part of the app.
Absolutely. We connect with hundreds of businesses throughout the year, all wanting to utilise the platform, usually do it for our emails or our social media. But this is now going to really be a part of the cultural infrastructure of Sydney's LGBTQIA+ community, where they can push out notifications, they can talk about what's happening on any given day. And we hope there's also a way for people to get out of the home a little bit, to open it up and say, hey, I'm going to go to drag trivia at Stonewall, or I'm going to head out for the night, because I can see exactly what's happening right now. In the palm of my hand, in one spot.
That's awesome. And obviously planning for the 2026 Mardi Gras happens the day after the 2025 one finishes, if not beforehand. Stuff happening at the moment, parade entrant applications are open, stuff for fair day stall applications are opening. What are you looking forward to next year as part of the Mardi Gras, Jesse?
We've got some big surprises to announce on Thursday. I can't go into it.
I was trying to lull you into a false sense of security to try and get the scoop. They're not your first rodeo, Jesse.
No. Look, what I'm really excited about is, we've had really over 100 events come through, which I think is fantastic and really speaks to the absolute diversity of our community at this point in time. And the real desire from our community to put on exciting, engaging events for people travelling to Sydney, travelling interstate as well.
Yes.
I can't attend them all because I can't be in 100 places at once.
It's impossible to, yeah.
But there really is something for everyone in this program this year.
And the app there, great for people travelling internationally as well.
Absolutely. I usually take my Lonely Planet with me wherever I go. A bit old school in that way. But I do hope that this is, when people land in Australia, that they download the app and instead of having to, talk to someone or figure out where, the places to go are, that it's all right there. There'll be a map in the app as well with locations for all of our queer businesses and nightclubs and and pubs to go to. You know, it will all be revealed to them just as they touch down.
All will be revealed in a couple of days' time when the app is released. There's a map in the app to make your hands clap. Jesse Matheson, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Interim CEO. Jesse, please do stay in touch with us, won't you?
I will, absolutely.
The app is free to download from all good app stores. More info available at mardigras.org.au. It's going to help you party all night.